All right, Thursday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good as always. Be blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Just a couple names I picked off of the chat here. Can't resist. Carl the Patriot, Hugs R Us Nurse. Love this one right here. Snarl Barkley. Gotta love that. Praise Holler, JC360, Bird Nerd, Paphroditus, Regina Loves Art. Why not? I've got this one before. Why not? Man, love that one. And of course, we've got the McGroins. Pops McGroin. Wendy McGroin, Salty McGroin, and a new McGroin that I've never seen before. Not saying you haven't been on here before, but Hallen McGroin. Love the McGroins. Thank you. Thanks, everybody, for being on. As always, really appreciate you. Chat it up on the chat as much as you want. Let's hop right into this tonight. Let's go to the bridge. Let's cover the bridge crap. I don't really like covering too much of the bridge stuff because we don't really know exactly what happened. Obviously, I have my suspicions. How are we ever going to find out what happened? We have a non-transparent government. We're going to be, I agree with what Laura Logan said about it. I believe, you know, just so everybody knows where I stand on it, I can't prove any of this, pure conjecture at this point. I believe it was on purpose, but there's no way to prove it. Right now, they came out with their, even just any simple question, got this off of either Bongino or Bannon this afternoon, can't remember which, but they're coming out, the NTSB is coming out and doing their press conferences. They haven't even looked at the black box yet. Well, it just came out. The black box stuff just came out. But the weird thing is 2 minutes prior to impact, all the data's gone. Isn't that weird? Just two minutes prior to the boat, there's a two-minute block of time in the box prior to the ship running into Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. 2 minutes of data is just erased out of existence. That's weird, isn't it? Very strange. And, of course, all the economic impact that we covered on Tuesday, all that. It's very suspicious. I mean, you're talking about, I can't remember all the stats coming out of Baltimore, the 500,000 tons of this and 1.2 tons of this and all the 1.2 million tons of cars, millions of tons of natural gas, everything else. So, I mean, for me, of course, it's highly suspicious that this really, because you think of Baltimore, how many of us really think of Baltimore? It's a leftist cesspool, crime-ridden, feces-filled cesspool run by, oh, there you go, Aaron's got it for me, the stats out of the bridge, of the damage, what's going to be lost because the bridge, of course, is now in the water. But nobody thinks of Baltimore very much because it's just a leftist cesspool. But it's actually a very important port. But then Aaron just gave me the numbers. I'm looking at it over here. Here's the numbers that will be lost because the bridge is down. Imports that come through that rely on that port. It's not just the bridge. It's the port and the bridge because a lot of things go over the bridge. But mainly it's the port, and the port is completely shut down because the bridge is now blocking the port because the bridge is in the water.
Yep.
Because the port is blocked, imports coming into the port are 750,000 cars, 1.3 million tons of farm and construction machinery. Understand what these numbers are. You get lost in the numbers. 1.3 million tons, that's 2,000 times 1.3 million tons of farm and construction machinery. That's kind of weird, isn't it? We're having a major problem with, of course, various food processing plants, fertilizer shortages, and it hits us again. Chicken processing plants, beef processing plants, spontaneously combusting out of nowhere.
Right.
You never even noticed that there were no train derailments, statistically speaking. Under the Trump administration, we have one right after another. Under the Biden administration, under Pete Buttigieg. 1.2 million tons of sugar and salt. Exports going out. Those were the imports going into the port. Exports going out of the port. 22 million tons of coal. That's weird, isn't it? So we lose more of our money coming into the country.
Yeah.
500,000 tons per month of liquid natural gas, 444,000 cruise ship passengers deported. You get that 22 million tons of coal gone.
Yeah.
And this was all an accident? I mean, it's kind of a vital port. Would everybody agree?
Yeah.
And it suddenly is completely and totally now deemed useless. But don't worry, Pete Buttigieg is in charge. I'm sure it's going to be rebuilt really quick. So let's look at that. Morning Joe video. I can't believe I'm actually playing a Morning Joe video. But, of course, they think they're actually scoring points when they're losing points. Here's Secretary Buttigieg. About 30,000 vehicles go over the bridge daily. And on the supply chain front, there's no substitute for the port of Baltimore being up and running. Yeah, no kidding. So here's just 25 seconds. Play for me, Will.
Mr. Secretary, on a large scale, as you say, we're talking about international trade here. Are you confident, first, that that can be rerouted, that there are enough ports on the East Coast and the Northeast to handle all of that? And then the second question is a more local one, which is we're just hearing from Antonia Hilton, our reporter in Baltimore, about everyday residents of Baltimore who aren't sure how they're going to get to work. They're not sure how they're going to get to their medical appointments and things like that. What do you say to them?
So don't worry, Pete Buttigieg is in charge. So here's Wesley Hunt video. Remember, now this is the guy who's in charge of now rebuilding this vital port, which of course, which means first you got to pull the bridge out of the water.
Yeah.
Then you have to rebuild the bridge. You can't leave anything in the water because obviously with these boats that are carrying millions of tons of materials, they can't sink too far down in the water and hit debris and then rip open their gas line, their fuel tanks and spill all over the port and sink. And then you got a ship sunk in the harbor.
All right.
Ship sunk in the port. So don't worry though, Pete Buttigieg is in charge. These are the people that are in charge. In our national transportation infrastructure, you got Boeing, absolute disaster. Airports, anybody flown recently? Airports, complete disaster. They're fine under Trump. Absolutely fine under Trump. Weird how all that works, isn't it? Inflation, fine under Trump. Unemployment, fine under Trump. No wars, fine under Trump. Israel, fine under Trump. Ukraine, fine under Trump. North Korea, stop shooting missiles, under Trump. Russia doesn't do anything, under Trump. China, strangely silent and not doing aggressive things like surrounding Taiwan with their Navy. None of that happened under Trump. Weird, isn't it? So here's Wesley Hunt video. What rational human being, this is the guy in charge now, of rebuilding and reinstituting the port in Baltimore, which is obviously vital from the statistics that I've given you. This is the guy in charge of that. What rational human being can listen to this nonsense and say to themselves, yeah, Pete, totally makes sense. Play for me.
If an underpass was constructed such that a bus carrying mostly black and Puerto Rican kids to a beach, or that would have been, in New York, was designed too low for it to pass by, that obviously reflects racism that went into those design choices. I don't think we have anything to lose by confronting that simple reality, and I think we have everything to gain by acknowledging it and then dealing with it, which is why the reconnecting communities, that $1 billion, is something we want to get to work right away.
What he just said there is just as racist as any Ku Klux Klan narrative.
Right.
Really is. I mean, first of all, Aaron said this. No white people ever are in a bus. We never get a ride in a bus. And somehow buses are constructed exclusively, I guess, for black people so they can't fit under bridges.
And Puerto Ricans.
Puerto Rican. I'm sorry, that's right, Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
They don't want to miss any. They don't want to ever miss anybody to be racist about.
Black and brown.
Black and brown. Black and, yeah, right. Black and brown people. So now look at all the people that have to be in on this. So the bus manufacturers have to be racist.
Right.
And then the buses have to be, then the salespeople for the bus manufacturers have to be racist because I guess they're going to sell these too high buses.
Right.
To only black people that transport them to the beach.
Bingo.
Not to work because he's implying black people don't work.
I didn't even guess that. That's funny.
Of course he is because he's a racist. He is a man married to another man who took off 6 weeks and laid in bed with his husband, with their kids, acting like they're his husband's nursing the kids. That's who he is, Pete Buttigieg. And his husband runs, it's part of a trans camp where you do a trans pledge of allegiance. That's who these people are. And this is the person, this is why, just again, here's my narrative. This is why, as conservatives, you never bow. You never bow to their agenda because the only reason why Pete Buttigieg is not still the mayor of Fort Wayne, Indiana, which I can't believe the people of Fort Wayne could elect this galactic idiot. But the only reason why he is in place right now as transportation secretary, and he was in charge of a city with less than 100,000 people. That's his expertise. And now he's in charge of transportation.
Crazy.
He's never been in charge of anything transportation in his life, and now he's in charge of all the transportation in the United States of America. And the only reason why he's in the place that he is because, and I'm not talking to the 558 that are on right now, preaching the choir, like and share. Everybody follow us on Rumble, too. Make sure you hit the follow tab on us on Rumble, too. I never tell anybody to follow us. I don't know why. You're wondering why I'm not telling you to follow us on Facebook? Because I got 30,000 followers on Facebook between the church and myself, and I got 12 people watching. Okay, so I know that's not accurate. It's all bull crap. But he wouldn't be in place. Booty Juice wouldn't be in the place of, you know, in the transportation secretary. Yeah. He wouldn't hold the position. That's what I was thinking. He wouldn't hold the position of transportation secretary if everyone wouldn't have caved to the COVID narrative.
Yeah.
We can't go vote in person because of this existential threat of a 99.9% survival virus. It's all bull crap. And then we have to have Zucker boxes on every corner of every urban center in the United States of America so we can have untraceable, no validation, no signature verification ballots. And of course, Dominion voting machines, which are being proven over and over and over again to be corrupted or easily corrupted. Over and over again, just so you know, these lawsuits are coming out. It's starting to percolate. I'm not going to get to it tonight, but I have a whole section on election fraud, brand new election fraud lawsuit, one in Pennsylvania. I digress, but I get into all that stuff. I'm not going to do it right now. But anyway, he wouldn't be in the place that he is right now. He wouldn't hold the position that he's in right now if everyone wouldn't have caved to the bullcrap COVID agenda. And I'm seeing these people now. And I'm like, Tom, you talk about this stuff all the time. Yeah, I know why, because it pisses me off.
Yeah.
All these COVID caving pastors now pretending like they were not COVID caving pastors. I mean, what's weird is you try to actually go back on Facebook and prove that they were. You got to really try to find it now because going back past 2021, so weird now. It's very, suspiciously, it's all disappeared. But these COVID caving pastors acting like they aren't. And now they're really anti-Biden, which you should be. But I have no respect for somebody who caved to COVID, wore a mask, pimped and hoarded vaccines, stood 6 feet apart, alcohol gel stations, quarantined their healthy families, quarantined them healthy self, drove alone in a car with a mask on, whatever it is. I have no problem with you if you've come out and said you're wrong and you repent of it. No problem at all, even no matter how long you did it. As long as you come out and you say, you know what, I was wrong, I repent of it.
Yeah.
No problem at all. I mean, if I didn't have that attitude, then I'd be Matthew 7:5. Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou cast out the beam that is in your brother's eye. So, I mean, I wouldn't do that. Okay, so, but there's a lot of these guys and girls who are out there, and they're acting like they were these anti-COVID agenda zealots the entire time. I can name names. I'm not going to do it because they're pseudo-allies now, and if I have to, I'll name names. I used to name names all the time, and I used to just throttle preachers all the time, but the Lord has gotten on me, and the Lord has told me, stop throttling other preachers for now. He didn't put that hold on me at the beginning of COVID, because I was at the pulpit of this church, preaching to 700 people, telling them this name, that name, this name, that name, and if he lets me off the chain, I'll do it again.
Oh, yeah.
Without hesitation, but right now, I'm not gonna jump on these people because maybe they have repented and I don't know.
Yeah.
But if he really did, if you're one of the there's a name in my mind right now because he just he's such these people are just such anti-COVID zealots. Now, and these anti-Biden zealots, and you should be an anti-Biden zealot for sure. Everybody should be. Every Democrat, Republican, and Independent, you should be an anti-Biden zealot because he's the worst president. And he's a tool boy puppet for the globalist narrative, the globalist agenda. Everybody should be. You should see it, but most Americans are low-information voters. So everybody should be, but they're anti-COVID zealots, anti-vax zealots. Even some of them are anti-vax zealots who got vaxxed themselves.
Yeah.
And I, again, have no problem with you if you've come out and repented. Now, some of these big names, I would know whether you repented of it or not because it would be a national video.
Oh, yeah.
Like when Chip Roy did it.
Yeah.
Again, you're like, Tom, you always talk about this. I know. But credit where credit is due. Bongino reversed himself hardcore, too, publicly.
Yeah.
On the radio, on his podcast, Chip Roy publicly came out and said it. Waiting for all these COVID-caving pastors to come out and say they were wrong. And all these different vaccine whores and pimps that are conservatives to come out and say they were wrong, too. 17 to 20 million excess deaths later. I'm wondering when everyone's going to come out and say they're wrong. But none of these people would be in charge if all the conservatives wouldn't have caved to this COVID bullcrap narrative and agenda. Oh, I can't go vote in person. Why? Why can't you go vote in person? Why can't you go? Well, okay, maybe I'll go, but I'll wear my N95, and on top of my N95, I'll put a cloth mask, and I'll make sure I'm on my third vaccination. I know that didn't apply at the time because it was 2020. I'm just saying. You're an idiot. Yeah, you really are. You're just a stupid person.
Yeah.
Tommy, you shouldn't talk like that. You're a pastor. You don't read your Bible. You don't read Jesus. You think that if you think Jesus was nice, you don't read your Bible by today's standards of niceness. So these people shouldn't be in charge, but they are. Not because of leftists. Leftists is going to leftist. Nazi's going to Nazi. It's everyone who bought into the leftist Nazism. That was the problem that got Joe Biden elected. Donald J. Trump got 74 million votes. Hussein Obama's best, I think, was 68 million.
Yeah, I think so, too.
And that was in his first, and he dropped down millions in his second. So, we won. Obviously, it was a corrupt election. It's all election fraud. Don't have time to get into that right now. But we won. He got the most votes of any incumbent president in history. And we lost. The reason why we lost is because it was a corrupt election with a bunch of fake manifests in the middle of the night ballots, along with Dominion voting machine corruption. So the reason why these people are in place is because our side, our alleged side, not us, not the 574 that are on right now, but our side caved to the leftist agenda. So I just wanted to show you this. Here's more on Pete Buttigieg. We got, of course, we got the Boeing stuff, the doors blowing off and everything else. We already covered all that. And then, of course, the poor whistleblower out of Boeing who had no suicidal tendencies his entire life. No suicidal tendencies his entire life. Best friend said he had no interest. His attorney said he had no interest. Whistleblowing basically on Boeing, which is a DEI ESG company, strangely blows his brains out in the parking lot of his hotel. In the middle of his testimony.
Yeah.
At the middle of the easiest part of his testimony. When he's probably about to get millions of dollars, he decides to blow his brains out in the parking lot of his hotel. So here's what airports look like. Joey Manorito video. Traveling in airports in the United States of America is a joke now. Look at the line. Now this, I want everyone to know what this is. This is not the line. No line should be like this to even get on an airplane itself. This is the line to go through TSA. This is the line where they send you, remember, naked. I mean, not naked, but you are naked when you go through that thing and they put that X-ray machine on you. Stand there like this and whatever. This is the line for that. This is the line to get on a plane. This is a line to get in a line to eventually get to your line to get on a plane.
You love
that's
lines.
What this line. Yeah, and I love being a piece of cattle. Love it. So here's Philadelphia Airport under the sterling leadership of Pete Buttigieg. Play it for me, Will.
Philadelphia Airport. It continues. The game continues. Guess what this is the line for? Security. This is the line to get in the other line for security this morning. Welcome to air travel under Pete Backdoor Buttigieg. This is, look at this. Look at this. Look at this line. Look at this line. This is like, look at this line. This is usually the concourse that you walk from the parking lot to the TSA to. This is just the TSA line. Look at this. Look at this. Look at this. Fuck Joe Biden. And then after you get through all that, you still got all of this. Ain't no way. Ain't no way.
Democrats in charge always leads to pure, unfiltered crap. Look at this line. Look at this line Aaron put up right there. Look at this line. Look how you can't even see where it ends.
No.
We never did get to the end of that thing. On the video, there's no end. That's Democrats in charge. Looks like a bunch of Americans trying to migrate inside of America. I guess that's the MO.
It's the bread.
That's
line.
The modus operandi. This is how Democrats work. They want everybody to look like Southern Border. So we're all gonna turn into migrants inside of America. Because that's how Democratic Party does things. Line you up in giant lines and migrate you like sheep to wherever you want to go. Allegedly, wherever you want to go, wherever they'll let you go. Go, Aaron.
They're conditioning you for the bread lines that are coming.
Oh, yeah. Canada's already got them. You don't believe me, right? I'm telling you right now, you look at the statistics in Canada right now. They have gone up by millions in bread lines.
Yeah.
And then if you're Archer Pulaski and you're actually trying to feed people on the street in Alberta, Canada, they arrest you.
Yeah.
Or is it Calgary?
Calgary.
I think it's Calgary. It's Calgary. I can't remember. Sorry, Pastor Arthur, if I messed that up. But anyway, it's hard to keep Canada straight. Don't pay too much attention to it. I do pay attention to Canada, but not a whole lot. I have to show you this to change the subjects. Patrick Webb tweet. This is what has to be done. This is why I'm telling you. Listen, Trump rallies are great. If one comes nearby here, I'd be tempted to go. Love Trump, love the rallies, love all of that. Protesting is fine. It's your First Amendment right. Been there, done that. I've orchestrated. Well, I didn't orchestrate. I was part of a person in our church orchestrated. It had nothing, of course, to do with the church. But it really didn't. We aren't allowed to, you know, for 501c3, they can take it away if they want. I could care less. But 501c3 reasons, yeah, it can be on. I've been a part of Trump on the corners, street corners, been a part of that. But, of course, it wasn't orchestrated by the church. And then and a bunch of COVID protests. I'm all for it. I like it. But it really shouldn't be our focus because it doesn't do a lot. Mm-hmm. Let's just be honest. It doesn't do a lot. And nowadays with the FBI infiltrating right-wing organizations, all they do is go and instigate you to commit crimes they're going to later arrest you for. That's what happens. So this is where the money needs to go, whether it's Liberty Council, whether it's Judicial Watch, whether it's America First. Our money needs to go directly to Donald Trump to get him elected as president, for sure. And we need, I mean, listen, I don't care whether it's $10, $100, whatever, $5, $3, $1. I don't care. This is where our money needs to go, is to outfits like America First Legal, like Judicial Watch, like Liberty Council, that actually drag these idiots. Now, this is Tony Bobulinski doing a private defamation case, but you have to wonder, what's the money behind him? Hollywood right now, I don't know if I'll get to it tonight. So Hollywood right now just did a celebratory dinner with a bunch of Hollywood elites. I mean, talking about full-blown celebrities for Christine Blasey Ford. Remember that? Brett Kavanaugh, the woman who said she was sexually assaulted by Brett Kavanaugh, has no witnesses, no time, no location, and no date of when it actually occurred. Right. But yet Hollywood celebrities are, I'm assuming, raising lots of money for her when she already got $600K to do it.
Yeah.
This is what has to be done. Whether it's criminal or whether it's civil, these people need to be hauled in front of judges and juries in red jurisdictions and held accountable for their acts. If that's what they're going to do, the Steve Bannon, Peter Navarro, who's serving a four-month prison sentence, not in jail, he's in federal frickin' prison. Man who's never committed a crime in his life for not obeying a congressional subpoena from the 1-6 committee they weren't allowed to issue.
Right.
But he was hauled in front of a blue judge, D.C., blue judge, blue jury, blue prosecutor, blue grand jury, blue appellate court. No chance whatsoever. That is where you see the Krasensteins and all the rest of the leftist idiots on Twitter all rejoicing in the judicial system. Just wait until we haul them. And that's what has to happen. It's not vengeance. It's not vengeance. It's setting the tone. It's making them swallow their own Ipecac. Make them swallow their own horse pills. Otherwise, they ain't never going to stop. That's why Christine Blasey Ford has a celebratory dinner going on for her right now in Hollywood, California. They're never going to stop. They need a Hilled Clarence Thomas and a Christine Blasey Forded Brett Kavanaugh, and then they E. Jean Carroll Donald Trump. Same thing, same demon over and over and over again.
Yeah.
And until you haul these defamatory, perjurious liars in front of a judge and a jury, it ain't never going to stop. So Tony Bobulinski, Patrick Webb tweet, witness in Biden corruption case and former Hunter Biden business associate, Tony Bobulinski has filed a defamation lawsuit against Fox News Jessica Tarloff for lying about his testimony and failing to apologize publicly. That's what you do.
Yep.
And then Jessica Tarloff can haul her leftist sorry self in front of a camera and apologize. Contritely, please. That's what has to happen. And the leftist will stop being leftist, at least publicly. All right, now this is one of the advertisements for the show. I told you we're going to talk about digital ID. Now, here's the thing. People might be like, let's talk about the conspiracy at the bridge more. We don't know about the bridge. We don't need, they, do you realize they just started? They haven't even talked to the crew yet. I mean, how long ago was the bridge thing? Aaron, see if you can find me a date. How long ago was the bridge? I mean, I know it was within the last couple of days.
Yeah.
But I mean, it was this week, right? So, I mean, basically it's this week. They haven't even talked to the pilots of the craft. There's two pilots.
2 days ago.
2 days ago. They haven't even talked to them yet. Don't you think that'd be first? Hey, guys, what happened?
Are you okay?
They haven't
what? Are you okay?
Well, they already knew they were okay. There's six people that died. were all people working on the bridge. They all knew the crew was okay, so they don't need to even worry about that. Even there's no injuries on the boat. So they're perfectly fine. Send them down for, hey, guys, what happened? They haven't even done that yet. That's the glorious government working. So there's not a whole lot more to talk about when it comes to the bridge. Everything else is leaping at things we don't know about yet. I think it was on purpose, but I can't prove it. I mean, listen, I think the video proves it.
Yeah.
How many people steer a boat into the infrastructure holding up a bridge? The pylons holding up a bridge, if that's the proper terminology. So here's the thing. Now, all of this stuff, I mean, not, you know, whether it's the bridge can be part of it too. Everybody knows where I'm about to go. If you watch this podcast regularly, it's all Bible, Bible, Bible. You might be like, Tom, I'm a staunch conservative, but I'm not much of a Christian. You better become a Christian. You're going to end up with a mark on your right hand or on your forehead if you don't.
Yeah.
Because the entire agenda behind everything that you're seeing, whether it's COVID, vaccines, vaccine passports, CBDC, social credit systems, climate change, transgenderism, lawlessness, gun grabbing, all of those are tactics for the globalist, leftist, bourgeois, elitist agenda and narrative, which is to leverage you into a one-world commerce system with a singular access point controlled by them. They control all of your access to everything. That's why they want you in an electric car, so they can control your fuel input. You can just shut it off. Can't do that now when you can go to any 7-Eleven around the country and fill up your car with gas. They can't do that. That's why they want you, your sole fueling station to be government-built e-fueling stations. Or in your home, controlled by a DEI ESG company. They can shut off when you don't vote correctly because everything is digital currency. Everything's under a digital ID. Well, that hasn't happened here in America. Well, anything that's happening in other Five Eyes countries is coming here in the short term. If you and I don't become the 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, restraining. Because it's happening right now in Australia. They just voted in nation. Don't worry, though. Aaron, Will, don't worry.
Yeah.
It's voluntary.
Oh. Oh.
Remember? Don't worry. It's voluntary.
Belgium did it.
Yeah, right. Well, that's right. Well, Belgium did it.
Oh, wow.
It's voluntary. That's what they're saying. Of course, you know, remember Joe Biden said he's never going to mandate the vaccine 5 minutes before he mandated the vaccine?
Yep.
Remember that? Well, he didn't mandate it to me. Well, he mandated it to every single federal employee and every single federal contractor. Millions of people were mandated the vaccine.
Yep.
Right after he said he would never mandate it. And it wasn't just that. It was for every company that had more than 100 employees.
Yep.
Whoops. Right after he said he wasn't going to mandate it. So like, this doesn't have anything to do with us. Listen, if they're doing it in London, it's coming here. Five Eyes countries, England, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, United States, Five Eyes countries. If it's happening there, they're all talking about it. Our CIA is MI6, and MI6 is the CIA. They're all in it together. There is a globalist, bourgeois, leftist, elitist cabal that meets in Davos, Switzerland, that meets in Glasgow, Scotland. Anything you see that's got climate on it, that's them, and they're making decisions for you. UN, WHO, all of those. They are there making decisions for you to remove the sovereignty of the United States of America. The United States of America ideal is fantastic. Remember Gladiator, there is a dream that was Rome, but it's only can be whispered now in corners. That's where we are right now. Because the United States is, listen, 95% of D.C. voted for Joe Biden. The seven richest counties, 7 of the 10 richest counties in the United States of America surround Washington, D.C. Washington, D.C. is governed now by the CCP and the WEF. WEF is clashing and will continue to clash with the CCP, but they're actually the power brokers. And we have been yielding our power. No, the United States is the most powerful country in the world. Not with a Democrat in charge. Soon as the Democrat gets in charge, he bends over, grabs his ankles, and spreads his butt cheeks wide for the CCP and the WEF, who are battling for control of the world, while one acquiesces to the other, so that they can be fooled into thinking, each one is trying to fool the other into thinking they're cooperating with each other. That's what's actually happening. And people are meeting on a regular basis, on an event 201, meeting to discuss your future. And their future is to get you on a digital ID. What's the problem with the digital ID, Tom? Oh, really? Okay, the problem with the digital ID is if everything is on it, your money's on it, CBDC, social credit system, where you are rated about how good a citizen you are, And if you're not a good enough citizen, they take money out of your account. Just like PayPal did. Remember that? PayPal took a payment platform, takes money out of your account that you haven't given them because you used hate speech or inappropriate speech. It's all the infrastructure has been put in place. That was the thing. All you COVID-caving Christians who quarantined your healthy family and you sat at home believing you were compassionate because you were going to play pretend and act like a 99.9% survival virus is a 99.9% unsurvival virus. Remember, that's you're so compassionate and lying. Such a lying, compassionate Christian. All liars go straight to hell, Revelation 21:8. But you thought you were just so compassionate. No, this is what you ushered in. Because COVID was to get to the vaccine, which was to get to the vaccine passport, which was to lay in the infrastructure for digital currency and CBDC. Put in that digital currency. I mean, to put in that digital infrastructure for CBDC, central bank digital currency, and digital IDs. All of the infrastructure is now in place. Congratulations, all the COVID-caving Christians. COVID-caving Christians, fantastic. You're so loving. You're just so loving that you cooperate with the Antichrist. You're so loving, you love the Antichrist. Wow. Supposed to love God and hate the devil. That's what you're supposed to do as a Christian. So here's Malcolm Roberts, senator out of Australia. The digital ID will change the lives of every Australian. Play for me, Will.
Senator Roberts.
Thank you. Life is about to change for every Australian. As much as Senator Gallagher seeks to downplay the significance of introducing one central digital identifier for each and every Australian, the reality is this is the most significant legislation I've seen in my time in the Senate. It's the glue that holds together the digital control agenda by which every Australian will be controlled, corralled, exploited, and then gagged when they speak or act in opposition. This bill will be misused because this bill is written to be misused. The government knows digital ID will be compulsory by the device of preventing access to government services, banking services, air travel, and major purchases for any Australian who does not have a digital ID. The digital ID will in effect create a live data file of your movements, purchases, accounts and associates containing reference to every piece of data being held in the private and government sector as a first step in a wider agenda. Google, Facebook and other tech giants have been building huge data files on every Australian for years. Those huge data files containing every website you visited, every post you made on their social media, everything you have ever bought online, and the keywords scanned from conversations overheard by Siri and Alexa in your home are now unmasked. Until now, that data was anonymised using a unique identifier, rather than name and address, which has always been there as well. However, tech companies were not allowed to use it or to share data with others that included the person's name and address. Until now. Look for the tech giants to ask for your digital ID as a requirement of using their service. The point of that exercise is to ensure they put the right name on the right data treasure trove. It's not just the tech giants into the data gold rush. Those reward cards you scan at the checkout have included terms and conditions to allow Coles and Woolies to make a record of every purchase you have made for years. This is why the Liberal Party has moved amendments to the Digital ID Bill to bring private corporations into this rollout earlier. All those treasure troves of data worth billions, trillions, that have been accumulated for years illegally, all that unrealised profit just sitting there has been too much of a temptation for the Liberal Nationals to resist, and to now join with Labor in pushing digital ID. President, those listening at home may be wondering how an individual could avoid being drawn into this net of data, trading and surveillance. The simple answer is you can't. This Labor government has already passed the Identity Verification Services Bill, which makes it legal for everyday Australians' photo or video likeness to be used to verify that person against a database containing their biometric data. Biometric data simply means a digital representation of your face that allows for instantaneous electronic matching. As soon as that bill passed, the first thing the government did, just days later, was to send an email out to people with a MyGov ID to update their MyGov record by providing a facial scan on their phone. Yes, that really happened. This is what these people are doing to you.
So this is the point of COVID, just so everybody knows. This is what COVID was all about. That's it.
Yeah.
It was never about your health. Never. Listen, if you're watching, we got the devil's number watching right now, 666 watching. Believe it or not, that's actually what we have. 666 people watching right now. That's what it was all about. That's it. People are like, oh, look at my compassion. Look at my virtue. I stayed home. I wore a mask. No, you're an idiot. This is what it was meant to do. This infrastructure was not put in place until vaccine passport infrastructure was put in place, because there's nothing to do with vaccines. Yes, they're going to continue to make you take vaccinations so that you live a very short life and service them during that short life. That is why you live in your 15-minute cities. That is for sure. It is all about revelation. The Bible's right. The Bible's right. The Bible's right. He causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their forehead. And then no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark of the name of the beast or the number of his name. That's what it's all about, Revelation 13, 16, and 17. That's it. And now you see, when you have a biometric ID, a digital ID card, Will's like, well, what happens when they put your driver's license? It is your driver's license. It's your passport. It's your debit card. It's your bank account. It's your prescriptions. It's everything. It's your credit card. Everything. Don't worry, though. It's voluntary, and it's held at a government data collection site.
That's safe.
Who can shut it off anytime they want. Because you are hateful. You're a threat to the community.
Yeah.
What does threat to the community mean? Well, I don't know. You hurt people's feelings.
I feel unsafe.
Yeah, a person feels unsafe. Whatever. You're anti-trans. You refuse to call a male a woman and a woman a male. So you're not safe for the community. You're banned. You're not feeding your kids. You're not going to be able to charge your EV to go to your minimum wage job. You're not going to be able to do that anymore. And by the way, your minimum wage job's gone too.
Yep.
Because here's the thing. Your minimum wage job is all hooked to your digital currency. Your biometric data is all hooked into your paycheck because there ain't no money. They just cut that off too. You aren't employed anymore. Oh, that'll never happen. Really? We've seen over the last 4 years of 15 days to flatten the curve. Do they really have any limits? Absolutely not. And they tell you that it's voluntary, right? They tell you it's voluntary. But the moment that they pass this bill, which it has been passed, so Australia, congratulations. You always need to acknowledge galactic stupidity anytime that it actually happens. Congratulations to Australia. This is passed. They said it's voluntary, but it's weird because the second that it was passed, everybody who's stupid enough to get a MyGov digital ID already, before it was voluntarily made mandatory, all got a call and said, hey, you're going to need to update. MyGov doesn't work anymore. This sounds just like a Rive can. Remember that too? That doesn't work. You can't just have it. Remember, they told you in Canada, you couldn't buy, sell, trade, or travel. Couldn't get to work. Couldn't drive a train. Couldn't get on a plane. Nothing without your Rive can app, which showed that you were vaccinated 2, 3, 4, 5 times, or whatever the updated, however many vax they got to under Rive can, which turned out to be a multi-billion-dollar debacle, of course, because it's run by leftists. Run by Justin Trudeau, who is, of course, the son of Castro. We know that. Fidel Castro looks just like him. That's his daddy. We all know that. But anyway, so they started off with a Arrive Cam. So people started to say, I've got my Arrive Can app. You know what? You, along with the Arrive Can app, you've also got to have this document that's also digital. And you've got to be, you got your original 2 vaccinations. You need your 3rd vaccination. And the verification of the 3rd vaccination. So they just keep adding and adding and adding more totalitarian measures to control your life. Because that's the Bible. The Bible's going to happen. We can restrain the Bible. Second, we can restrain the book of Revelations. We can't restrain the Bible. We can restrain the book of Revelations if we're 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 church with a great restraining until we're taken away in the rapture. So all the people on MyGov, that's no good anymore. Now you're going to have to get on this biometric data website. You're going to have a digital ID card. MyGov doesn't work anymore. Now you got to have a digital ID card, which is everything. Everything. I love some of the names too. Identity Verification Services Bill.
That's the name.
That doesn't sound Nazi-esque, does it? Nazi's going to Nazi. Same demons running the show in Australia are the exact same demons running the show in Berlin in 1935.
Yeah.
same demons doing the same things over and over again. And behind Hitler, there was a bunch of globalist people, but big names that you know that were behind Hitler. And are probably the same lineage of the people that are behind this bill. Same demons, same people controlled by demons. Over and over again until you and I say no. But a lot of people, if they shut off Netflix, you're going to take the mark. I gotta have a mark on my right hand or on my forehead to have Netflix. Okay, get it on me as quick as you can. Because it's that convenient. And that's how they sell a lot of this stuff. It's convenience. All right, so more on this. Milk Bar TV video. The digital ID bill has passed in Australia. Good thing digital ID will be voluntary, just like they said the vaccines were and are. They're saying they're voluntary right now. They're saying right now in Australia, because there's lawsuits going on, that the vaccines were voluntary. I mean, you couldn't buy, sell, trade, or travel, have a job unless you're vaccinated.
Right.
But other than that,
yeah,
they're voluntary. You're going to get fired and not be, and your kids are going to starve to death, or you're going to get evicted from your apartment or your house, or your house is going to be repossessed.
That's your choice.
But that was still just your choice.
Yeah.
I mean, you could lose your house or get vaccinated. But it wasn't compulsory.
No.
It wasn't forced or anything.
That's you,
I mean,
man.
You built a 30-year career, and you could keep that if you're vaccinated, or you could lose it. But it wasn't forced on you or anything.
Right, right.
Like, I mean, you built a, you know, just a pizza shop that you've had in your family for 50 years, and you keep the pizza shop if you're vaccinated. If you don't, you lose it. But it wasn't forced on you or anything.
No.
That's what they're saying in Australia. So now they're doing the same thing with the digital ID bill, the ID verification services bill. That sounds wonderful, doesn't it? I mean, that just warms the cockles of my heart. I love having things over me like ID. Tom, don't worry. It's Australia. It's not America. Oh, you don't think Biden's looking at this right now and licking his chops? It won't affect Biden. Biden will never have this. You and I will be the ones with a digital ID. Of course, I'm never, mark my words, I'm never signing up for some freaking digital ID. Shove it up your own rear end. I'm moving out to the woods. With my AR-15s. Teens. Oh, wait, never mind. I don't have any anymore. Just in case the CIA or the FBI is listening, I lost them all in an alligator attack on the Mayaca River 3 years ago. But here's Milk Bar TV. Digital ID bill has passed in Australia. Good thing the digital ID will be voluntary. Play for me.
The digital ID system being safe and trustworthy and voluntary.
Government's position on COVID-19 vaccinations is that it is voluntary.
The COVID vaccine is now mandatory.
All authorised workers in Victoria must be fully vaccinated
or risk losing
their
job.
That will be implemented in a partnership between the Commonwealth and the states.
It's not a choice to get vaccinated.
Decisions that state governments and the Commonwealth government took were difficult.
The Queensland Supreme Court has found mandatory COVID vaccination for police officers and nurses unlawful.
And they balanced up, as is always the case with human rights.
Outgoing Commissioner Katerina Carroll failed to give proper consideration to human rights.
And in breach of their human rights.
It is voluntary, and obviously people will make that decision for themselves.
If you're an individual, you will not have to have
COVID-19
one of these digital IDs.
COVID-19 is voluntary.
There you go. That's where they always start. And here's the thing. What they do is what you've heard me talk about a million times. It's all about leverage. It is all about leverage. If you make the entire economy based on you having to have a digital ID, how are you going to participate? But nobody forced you. You mean you can't buy food without your digital ID, because every single corporation is cooperating, which of course is fascism, with government. When you have government intertwined with corporatism, that is fascism. That's fascism. All the other definitions you hear are bull crap. Governments mixed with corporations is, and they work together in a single entity, that is fascism, just so everybody knows. So what it is leverage. When you can't go to McDonald's without your digital ID, you can't buy food without a digital ID. You can't get on a plane or a bus. You can't charge your electric charging station at your house for your e-vehicle because you don't have digital ID. So they'll tell you that it's not, nobody's forcing you to do it, just like they said with the vaccine, except you lose your job if you don't. Except you lose your income if you don't. You lose your business if you don't. You lose all your money if you don't. You lose your house if you don't. You lose your car if you don't. Whatever it is, they say, though, the entire time that it's voluntary. You can voluntarily lose your life. That's what it's all about. It's all leverage. He causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their forehead. How do you think it's going to work? It's digital ID. That's digital ID. And Billy Gates, in cooperation with MasterCard and Gavi, are working on quantum dot tattoo technology as we are speaking. You have a mark on your right hand or on your forehead. That is what? Let's look at the data. Biometric. Biometric, quantum dot tattoo, which holds biometric data. The book of Revelation is going to happen. It is our responsibility as the church to restrain the Antichrist spirit, not to cooperate with it, COVID cavers, quarantiners, 6-foot distancers, and vaccine pimps and whores. You don't cooperate with it, Christians. You don't cooperate with the Antichrist in the name of Christ, you dumb squat morons. It drives me nuts. It really does. Because this pisses me off. This didn't even exist. Aaron, you back me up.
Yeah.
This didn't exist 4 years and 15 days to flatten a curve ago.
No.
But it's all the infrastructure has been put in place because of all the COVID-caving churches, COVID-caving Christians who do not have an out. If you go to a church that has ever done that and they've never come out to you and repented of it, why are you still going there? Just tune, if you live out of state, tune into us every Sunday morning. Let us be your church. Don't go to a church that cooperates with the Antichrist in the name of Christ. And don't go to a church who acts like now they never cooperate when they cooperate the entire time.
Yeah.
Let's all stop living in delusions, shall we? And I don't mean to be screaming at the choir, but there's always a few on here that need to hear it. All right, here's another one for you. Nancy X video. Australia, you can vote yourself into totalitarianism. Play it for me.
They're trying to put into place a digital transaction control grid, which will tell you what you can do with your money, when you can do it, where you can go. If they don't want you to be able to use your money more than 5 miles from your home, that's it. Your money will turn off 5 miles from your home. If they decide they want to double taxes, they just take it out of your account. You know, it's all taxation with absolutely zero representation. And the interesting thing about it, once they get the system into place, it won't even be, I believe it won't even be your national central bank that will control. It will be the Bank of International Settlements and the, you know, the global systems that will control.
I was talking to Aaron and Will, and we have lower numbers than average. Sam, we're in the sixes, we're usually in the sevens or eights. And Will's here. I just figured it out. We have record lows whenever Will's here. We've never set a record with Will. Maybe we set a Rumble record. We set a Rumble record with
we
Aaron,
did.
With
Will. Yeah, we did.
We've set one record with Will. Other than that, he's kind of like the jinx of us record setting. So if you want to help Will out, like and share. Switch over to Rumble if you're watching on any other platform. Let me show you one last thing. So they end up passing. I just want to get all the names right. So they passed the digital ID bill, the ID verification services bill. Make everybody on the – they already have a digital ID in Australia that was called MyGov. But everyone has to switch over to the now ID verification services bill, ID card. So everyone in Australia will now be forced to have a digital ID. You can't buy, sell, trade, or travel. Can't get a plane. Will was even talking about this. You know, you have to buy carbon credits. You won't be able to buy carbon credits without your digital ID. It's all intertwined together. That's the whole thing. If it wasn't so sad, it would be funny. Because you're going to have to buy carbon credits in order for you to fly. And you won't be able to buy carbon credits without your digital ID. That's how it all works. And really, that's the whole point, is they control every aspect of your life. So right when they pass the digital ID bill called the ID Verification Services Bill, this happens. Put this up. This happens right the same day. In Australia, the same day, Z Media official tweet, same day that the digital ID bill was rammed through, not a coincidence, CBA boss suggests ban on cash payments above $500.
Wow.
Isn't that weird?
There it is.
And Australia, by the way, has already been working for well over a year to get rid of cash. So while they're getting rid of cash, you have no alternative to a digital ID credit card. They're forcing you to have a digital ID credit card. They remove all your options. And then vote in your only option. That's what they do. Let's do gold, Aaron, real quick. Midas Gold Group, my one and only sponsor. Give me 60 seconds on this. Love Midas Gold. You can tell by the, let's just call it the flavor of this show, that I don't get a lot of sponsors. I'm not exactly a moth to a flame for sponsors. But my school group is us. They're not a conservative. They're not a conservative company, not a Republican company. They're a MAGA company. They're a Make America Great Again company. They know abortion is murder. They know the election was stolen. They know Donald Trump is the legitimate president. They know COVID's a pile of crap. They know the vaccines are deadly and have caused 17 million excess deaths. They're just like you and me. And in this BRICS movement age that we are living in right now, where Brazil and Russia and India and China and South Africa are trying to de-dollarize the globe and devalue the USD around the globe, and simultaneously, while they do so, buying up copious amounts of gold, you and I need to be buying gold to hedge against the Biden hyperinflation. And the greatest thing about Midas is all of their gold is physical gold in your hands. Gold, gold, gold in your hands. However much you buy is however much gold goes in your hands. Even if you buy a gold account from them, like a retirement gold account from them, whenever you say, I want my physical gold, you've got your physical gold. Not phantom gold, physical gold. You got a gold IRA, you say, you know what, I'm done. I want my gold. Your gold's right in your hand. That's Midas Gold Group. You've got to buy gold to hedge against the de-dollarization of the globe. You've got to do it in Biden's hyperinflation. $35 trillion in debt. We're almost there. We're $34.7 trillion in debt. Biden's adding a trillion, $1 trillion worth of debt to us every 100 days. Used to be about once every 3 years. Now it's every 100 days. And you've got to hedge against that. Gold is actually at max value right now. Huge value right now. Buy gold. Buy it from Midas because they are us. And when you do, tell them that the TLP sent you. Got to show you this one real quick. Just an interesting thing. It's still going back to digital ID. But this is Wide Awake Media. It's a great business to be in. That's what the central bank says. Central banking. We print money and people believe it. Adrian Orr, governor of New Zealand. I know this is, I was talking about Australia. Whatever Australia does, New Zealand does. Whatever New Zealand does, Australia does. Both of them at the COVID camps. Both of them had their mandatory vaccinations that they say aren't mandatory. Right. Adrian Orr, governor of New Zealand's central bank, brags about having the ability to print fiat currency. Play for me.
We actually fund ourselves and then work out what dividend is needed to pay. So we kind of it's a great business to be in, central banking. Print money and people believe it. Touch wood.
That's how seriously they take you and I. It's great. We print money, which is just, you know, counterfeit currency for all intents and purposes because it's not backed in gold like it should be. And then everyone believes that it's actually money. And they sit there and laugh at us.
Yeah.
And these are the people that, again, I know I'm on this horse, and Aaron's already jumped me, being all fired up tonight.
Spicy.
Spicy. That's Aaron. Spicy.
Yeah, he's spicy.
He's spicy tonight.
Spicy boy.
He's a spicy boy. But I'm all like fired up about this tonight, but this drives me nuts. All the Christians take their orders from goobers like that.
Yeah.
From little totalitarian, little central bankers, little corruptocrats. They take their marching orders. Wear a mask. Okay, I'll wear it. Oh, you're a Satanist, right? But you're gonna delineate to me what is Christianity.
Right.
Oh, you're a Satanist. Okay, tell me what Christianity is. Wear a mask. Okay, I'll wear it. Take 6 vaccines. Okay, I'll do it. Close your church. Okay, for how long? I actually made the Christian sound like Satan. That's because the Christian was following the orders of Satan.
Right.
You just see who these people are. Why would you ever take your orders from them? Why would you ever think that it's nice to follow their orders? Why would you ever think it's Christ-like to follow their orders? It's not. You must be the end times, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 3 through 8, restraining. Can't cooperate and restrain at the same time. All right, New York Post tweet. Switching now. Got to show you some Trump victories. Been all bad news tonight. Let's go to some good news. Some of this is retread stuff. I know you've seen it if you're online at all, but I'll go deeper than what you've probably seen. New York Post tweet, John Stewart found to have overvalued. So John Stewart, just so everybody knows, of course, what's that called? What's a stupid show called? Daily something? Or other?
The Daily Show. Yeah.
Daily Show. I don't ever watch it. I see the advertisements for it. Of course, The Daily Show was, what was his name that was on there? The previous host.
Oh, gosh.
I can't remember his name. But anyway, Trevor Noah. Trevor Noah was on there, so he tanked it so bad they had to bring John Stewart back.
Yeah.
So John Stewart, and people get all hyped up because John occasionally says something that has some measure of validity to it, but just never be fooled. This is who he really is. So he's attacking Trump about Trump's Of course, you know, everybody knows the case. That's the Angeron case in New York, the Letitia James case in New York, where Trump was being tried for civil fraud. Civil, it's not criminal. That's why he's not being hauled away, but he's getting a civil fine, that civil fine of $500 million that just got lowered to 175, and we covered all that. But anyway, so the whole premise behind the case is that Trump overvalued his properties, right? So he overvalued his properties to get loans from banks. Simplest way to explain it, which is basically the base of the case. So now remember, whenever you are getting a loan, a leveraged loan for your property, so you're wanting, your house is worth 500 grand and you're getting a loan based on the value of the house, so it's 500 grand. What's the bank do when you're trying to get a loan like that? They do their own due diligence. So in all these cases, Deutsche Bank came and testified on Trump's behalf during this case. And I don't want to get too deep into the weeds on this, but Deutsche Bank goes and actually testifies on Trump's behalf saying every bit of the loans that we gave Donald Trump were paid back on time, in full, with interest. Some of them were paid back so early that Donald Trump had to pay a fine for paying them back too early to the bank. Had to pay a penalty fee for paying them back too early. Every loan was paid back in full. You have Donald Trump convicted of civil fraud with no victims and nobody complaining.
Right.
And nobody lost money. Everybody made tons of money, millions and millions and millions of dollars worth of interest. So John Stewart is saying, jumping all over Trump about this fraud case, that Trump overvalued his property. Even if you do overvalue it, the bank's not going to give you a loan based on you overvaluing your property.
Right.
They're going to do their own due diligence. It's called CMAs, comparative market analysis, of whatever your home or your building is worth. They're not going to just give you a loan. Hey, it's Tom Lipel here down in Inglewood, Florida. I got a house. I want a $10 million loan, please. What's your house worth? $11 million.
Perfect.
They're gonna come down and look at my house and find out it's not $11 million. I love my house. Great house. Love it. It ain't no $11 million house. No. It's not a $1 million house. So, I mean, they're going to know, and they're not going to give me a loan on that. So this entire case is bullcrap, but because John Stewart is nothing but a sycophantic leftist globalist, he just attacks it because he's a mindless moron, a parrot, a do-boy for the Democratic Party, a stenographer for the globalist left. But John Stewart found New York Post tweet. John Stewart, though, after he rips Trump for his alleged real estate fraud, John Stewart found to have overvalued his NYC home by just a mere 829%.
Wow.
And by the way, he sold it at that value and received tax breaks. I'll get deep on this in a second. And received tax. So he overvalued it to sell it, undervalued it for taxes. So I'm waiting. Big Tishy. Big Tish. Got Big Fanny. And they're both big.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Big. Downstairs. Oh yeah. Big. Tractor trailer. Big.
Dump truck.
Dump truck, as Aaron says. Big.
Yeah.
Big Fanny and bigger Tish. I'm waiting. I'm assuming now, because in the state of New York, if you overvalue your property, even if the bank gives you a loan, you fully prepay that loan with interest on time, it's crime. Right? So I'm waiting for Big Tish to go after John Stewart, who overvalued and sold his property at 829% above what it was worth. Go to the next one for me, Will. Paul A. Cipolla video. John Stewart was just caught overvaluing his home by 829%. Here's a video. Play for me.
How is he not this mad about overvaluations in the real world? Because they are not victimless crimes.
So here's the real stats on it. Get the next one ready for me. Well, Tim Pool tweet. You guys can put it up. Here it is. So here's Tim Pool explaining to Jon Stewart. Jon Stewart put out this on Twitter. OMG, I've been caught doing something not remotely similar to Trump. Oh, really? You didn't overvalue your property and sell it at that overvalued price? And listen, if Trump overvalued his property, it would have been by, let's say it was worth $50 million. He overvalued it at $57 million. Jon Stewart overvalued his property by 800%. 800%. Wow. If it was worth $1 million, he is saying it was worth $8, $9, $10 million.
Yeah.
That's exactly what he did, by the way. Let's see the stats up here. I've been caught doing something not remotely similar to Trump. Okay, explain to us how it's not remotely similar to Trump. Watch his explanation. I guess all I need to do now is start a fraud call. No, that's got nothing to do with your transaction, John. It's typical leftist deflection into subjects that are not appropriate for the discussion. That don't in any way, shape, or form have anything to do with what we're discussing. Steel classified, that's got nothing to do with it, John. Bankrupt casinos, what's that got to do with it, Johnny? Pay Hushman, got nothing to do with it, John. Grab peas, got nothing to do with it, John. Discriminating house, nothing to do with it, John. Cheated golf, nothing to do with it. Foment insurrection, none of which Trump ever really did, by the way. But he deflects into things that have nothing to do with the conversation, nothing to do with the debate whatsoever. That's typical leftist tactics. If you notice, that's what they always do. They never discuss the specifics in the debate. They deflect into things that have nothing to do with the debate. My brother, Tim Pool, writes, you sold a New York valued property at $1.8 million to someone for $17.5 million. He had a condo that was valued at $1.8 million. He sold it for $17.5 million. That's illegal. That's illegal in the state of New York. And they lost $4 million because of it. The people who bought it lost $4 million. And you paid a tax about it. So, oh gosh, get this. So it was actually valued at $1.8 million. He sold it for $17 million. But he paid taxes on it with a valuation of $748,000. Less than half of what it was worth. And he wants Trump's prosecuted, but not himself. He needs to be prosecuted right now. Yep. Right now. And here's the thing. There are ways, and we need to figure them out, on how, first of all, John needs to be sued for defamation. That's a guarantee that has to happen. Trump needs to do it. Sue him for defamation. They all need to do, if they're going to do that to us, i.e. Alex Jones, who gets sued for defaming dead people, and can't defame dead people because you're not prohibiting them from being able to work. You're not disabling them from being able to work. You're not causing them, you're not ruining their reputation to the place where they cannot be employed. That's defamation. Can't do that when they're dead. Alex Jones has a $1 billion fine because of it. It makes no sense. When it came time for you to pay taxes, he undervalued his property. That's right. So whenever he wanted to pay taxes, he undervalued it. When he wanted to sell it, he overvalued it by 800%. That's a crime in the state of New York. That's precedent. And Jon Stewart and everybody else. And by the way, every leftist in New York has done this. And they all need to be criminally prosecuted. And there needs to be a way. And by the way, when we are in charge of the DOJ, we can go after these people. We find a federal way to go after these people. And Jon Stewart needs to be prosecuted for what he's done. Civilly or criminally, he needs to be prosecuted. That's what they want. Enjoy it. Yep. Swallow the frickin' Ipecac, Jon Stewart. Enjoy it, you idiot. Let me show you this. Go to the next one for me, Will. Donald Trump is now richer than George Soros. Hey. In the midst of all of this, $500 million fine from Big Tish James, lowered to 175. Great. Big win. Big win against Big Tish. Donald Trump is now richer than George Soros and on track to overtake Mark Cuban. Mark Cuban, you know, there's going to be, listen, you have to be, I guess, somewhat smart to be a billionaire like Mark Cuban, but he's the dumbest smart person I've ever seen stealing that from Bongino. Dumb smart people.
Yeah.
Donald Trump's net worth has jumped from $4 billion this year to $7.2 billion per Bloomberg's rich list. The former president is richer than George Soros and set to surpass. That will really drive Cuban crazy.
Oh, yeah.
This Cuban is a never-Trump idiot. Really, he's just a dumb human being. These people, they just operate on the cursory. Ukraine, good. Ukraine, good. A wall is, I mean, the border's closed. Who told you Ukraine, good, and the border's closed? my Democratic Party taskmasters. They told you these things, so you just spew them out like a Democratic Party stenographer. That's Mark Cuban. It's like, why don't you do a deep dive, Mark, into what is actually happening in Gaza? What's actually happening in Ukraine? What's actually happening with the CIA? What's actually happening with the Houthis? Not even hard to figure out. It's actually quite easy. But they don't even do that. So he's catching up, passing Soros on his way to overtake. All the while, they all trying to tear him down. And while they're trying to tear him down, he's getting richer and richer and richer and richer. Yep. Go to the next one, we will. Here's another. This is a good one. Oh, this is my favorite subject of the night. Favorite subject of the night. Right here. Mark it down. Ding, ding, ding. I'll have my own sound effects. Patrick Webb tweet. It's brand new now. Now, remember, here's the list. These are the Trump lawsuits. Got them written right here. Not just lawsuits, criminal prosecutions and lawsuits. Got the classified docs case in Florida, Jack Smith. Insurrection case, where they're not charging him with insurrection. That's Jack Smith and Tanya Shutkin in D.C. Campaign finance. That's this case. Campaign finance. Well, campaign finance. What's that? Stormy Daniels. What's that got to do with campaign finance? I'll explain. Insurance fraud case. That's the Enron one that's already been litigated, which Trump will win an appeal. And never have to pay anything more above the 175, and he'll get the 175 refunded to him. Patrick Webb tweet breaking Michael Avenatti. Now, this has to do with the Alvin Bragg campaign finance violation law, persecution via prosecution. Breaking Michael Avenatti. Remember, that's who they all wanted to run for president. Remember Brian Stelter?
Oh, yeah.
I want you to run for president. He's now in prison for trying to extort Nike. It's a fact, by the way. Federal prison. For 10 years, Michael Avenatti revealed to a source that a hush money scheme involving President Donald Trump was engineered by Donald Trump's attorney, Michael Cohen, who is set to testify against Trump in this Alvin Bragg Twinkies prosecution. And all that, just so everybody knows, behind the scenes, can't remember his first name, is a DOJ attorney who was third in charge of the DOJ, who had Merrick Garland, Lisa Monaco, and then Colangelo. Can't remember his first name. See if you can find that for me, Aaron. DOJ Colangelo, and it'll pop up. See me, just so I can be accurate. So Colangelo, because this was such a stinkola case. Listen, on this stuff, I like to give credit where credit is due. These are the people that you really need to follow if you want to follow this Trump litigation stuff. Mike Davis is the man. Mike Davis, pull him up on Rumble right now on Twitter. Mike Davis, he's always on the War Room with Steve Bannon, is the best attorney in America. Matthew Colangelo, thank you. But Mike Davis, follow him. He deep dives into this stuff. He's an attorney, constitutional attorney, was a clerk for Gorsuch, big time attorney in D.C., but not a swampster, a legit man of integrity. Mike Davis, follow him. He'll tell you way more than I could ever tell you. But anyway, so Michael Avenatti, of course, Stormy Daniels, former attorney, and now in federal prison for extorting Nike. It's now said that Michael Cohen, who is Trump's former attorney, who, of course, is a Benedict Arnold traitor and liar and perjurer, and his own member, he's set to testify in this case, and he's already been found guilty of perjury and gone to prison for perjury. But again, for other financial indiscretions. So Michael Cohen, it turns out, according to Michael Avenatti, the scheme involving Stormy Daniels was engineered by Michael Cohen, Trump's attorney at the time, who was allegedly having an affair with Stormy Daniels since 2006. So Trump's attorney is having an affair with Stormy Daniels. We don't know what Trump did with her. We have no idea whether he did or not, none at all. So he actually goes to Stormy Daniels, allegedly, goes to Stormy Daniels and says, you go and falsely accuse Donald Trump of sleeping with you and make him give you hush money. While Michael Cohen was the one sleeping with her. And Donald Trump is being tried by Alvin Twinkies Bragg and Matthew Colangelo. Matthew Colangelo is third in charge of the DOJ, third in charge. By the way, that's a big deal. Because basically what they do at the DOJ is split things in half, civil cases, criminal cases. He was basically second in command of the DOJ, taken off of that by Joseph Robinette Biden and sent to Alvin Twinkies Bragg to run this lawsuit because Alvin Bragg's a galactic idiot. Alvin Bragg, of course, bought and paid for by George Soros via Act Blue. Alvin Bragg 2 years ago, turned down this case. The DOJ turned down this case. The district attorney turned down this case. The federal prosecutor for NYC turned down this case. The Biden Justice Department turned down this case, but they send Matthew Colangelo to go meet with Alvin Bragg. Well, don't worry. He's no longer part of the administration. They just reassign him. And don't, you're like, well, yeah, but he's not working for the administration. No, he's getting paid now, you know, $500 an hour to be an attorney. And then as soon as he's done with this case, back to the DOJ. That's Matthew Colangelo. That's what's actually happening right now.
Yeah.
But the funny thing about it is, so what they're accusing Trump of is that he gave campaign finance money to Stormy Daniels for hush money. Only problem was, is that he gave that hush money, which, by the way, I'm not saying whether Trump did or did not have an affair with Stormy Daniels. I don't know, and frankly, don't care. However, there's all sorts of hush money going out to everybody. Who's ever got multi-billions ends up giving hush money to somebody. I've told you before, Congress has an account that they have set aside to settle all of their lawsuits for sexual indiscretions of congressmen and women. That's our tax dollars, by the way. As an account that they go to pay hush money to people they've had sexual indiscretions with. That's a fact, by the way. You can pull it up. It's an absolute fact. So Donald Trump, the only problem with this whole case is, it's a small problem. They're saying that Donald Trump paid this hush money out of campaign finances. Only problem is he paid it long before he was running for president. Oops. That's why Alvin Bragg refused to take the case. DOJ refused to take the case. The United States attorney in the area refused to take the case. Everybody refused to take the case, but they had to get Matthew Colangelo down there to revive the Stinkola case, what Mike Davis calls a zombie case. This was my favorite slide of the night. So the person who actually stirred up the entire... So get this. Donald Trump's attorney goes to him and says, Stormy Daniels said that you were having an affair with her and she wants hush money. He did the entire thing himself while he was having sex with her.
Yep.
It doesn't get any better than that.
Yeah, that's special.
I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. All right, let's go to the next one. I want to show you now how Trump keeps getting more and more money. Bloomberg, Alex Brucewitz's tweet, Trump's net worth, no, look at the date now. What's the date today, Aaron? 28th?
28th, yep.
So this is 3 days ago. Trump's net worth 3 days ago hit $6.4 billion. Go to the next one for me, Will. Trump's media stock has officially gone public as DJT, and the value has skyrocketed up 50% on its first day, and it now... Now with a $15 billion market cap, since Trump owns 58% of the company, so he's 6.4% 3 days ago, and then 2 days ago, he's now worth $8
billion. Suck it.
So Trump, yeah. So Trump, that's what we need. We need that. You know, that would be inappropriate, I guess. But remember that from like Triple H wrestling. I mean, it's just it, some things just stay. There's no other way to say it better than Triple H, you know. D-Generation X, remember that? But I mean, I can't show that.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I can. You never know what I'll do. But anyway, so basically, on the 25th, 3 days ago, he's worth $6.4 billion. And now on the 26th, he's worth $8 billion. This is great. And there's nothing they can do about it. Isn't that great? I mean, listen, we talk about negative stuff. This is the good stuff. Here's a little bit more negative, though. Paul Sperry tweet. Breaking New York State election records show Juan Merchan, the judge... expected to preside over the Trump case. That's the Alvin Bragg case. I mean, you know, there's so many different cases. Angeron case, Bragg case, Chutkan case, both two. Chutkan, Smith also the Florida one. So he's doing Jack Smith, an absolutely incompetent attorney running those cases, but I won't digress into that. But this is the judge in charge of the Bragg case, the Stormy Daniels case. New York State election records show Juan Merchan, the judge expected to preside over the Trump case, has donated to Democrat and Cuomo-appointed judge Rolando Acosta, the top judge on the appeals court, and his daughter has anti-Trump social media posts. Okay, you're recused. That's the end of it. People who are going to end up being judges, just so everybody knows, people who end up being judges, listen, everyone has the right to vote, even a judge. But you cannot be an acolyte. That's how, right or left.
Yeah.
You cannot, if you want to be a judge, all of your campaign finance contributions have to be null and void. You can't be somebody who has a vested interest in a party and then preside over your opposing party. That cannot be, or you must recuse yourself. If this was simply a a rape case. Got nothing to do with your political donations, allegedly. But if this is somebody you're presiding over the case, you're presiding over a case that involves the former president of the United States, really the current president of the United States, the rightful president of the United States, but again, I digress. You are presiding over the case of the most famous man in the world. Now, according to Forbes, top 500 richest in the world. That's how far he's gone up in wealth. And your political opponent. And the party that you support's number one political opponent. You have to recuse yourself. Or just, you know what, don't donate. And don't be a political activist if you want to be a judge. That's what has to happen, and those are the rules that you and I need to implement. And both and for our side too. Our side shouldn't be, if you're gonna be a judge, you shouldn't be donating to right-wing activists or to right-wing candidates. I'm fine with that. Equal scales of justice. That's what it's all about. Gotta show you this. This is a great video. Jesse Waters. A whistleblower is sounding the alarm that the CIA blocked the feds from interviewing Hunter Biden's sugar brother. Play for me.
Hunter Biden's sugar brother, Kevin Morris, has been bailing out Hunter and the Biden campaign for years. But who is he? All of a sudden, a rich Democrat donor comes along and pays the family's back taxes, alimony, child support, private airfare, legal bills, living expenses, rent, even buys Hunter Biden's stupid paintings for a half a mil. Naturally, prosecutors wanted to interview the sugar brother since he's been the puppet master of the Biden family finances, but they never got a chance. A whistleblower says the CIA stopped prosecutors from talking to Biden donor Kevin Morris. The whistleblower says two lawyers from Biden's Justice Department were summoned to CIA headquarters and told Hunter's sugar brother was off limits. Langley said Morris could not be a witness in their tax investigation into Hunter. Now, if this whistleblower report stacks up, the CIA is witness tampering to help President Biden win re-election. The CIA is interfering in another election. This time, they're interfering in an active federal investigation into the first family. And they have a long history of protecting the Bidens and injuring Trump. The agency started the Russia hoax, buried the laptop with the letter, and covered up the lab leak. Remember, the CIA even triggered the Trump impeachment. An agent was on that perfect phone call and went straight to Adam Schiff. And now the CIA's witness tampering in a Hunter Biden investigation. Is Kevin Morris an asset? Or is this just another example of Langley protecting Joe? The deep state has a dirty history reaching back decades.
So let's go over the list, shall we? The CIA has covered up the laptop. We got that. Remember that? They covered up the laptop. They did their 51 former intel chiefs have signed on and said that this Hunter laptop that has appeared up, the laptop from H, that has the sure signs of Russian disinformation. 51 former intel chiefs. Where at? At the CIA, signed on and said this has the sure signs of Russian disinformation. Turned out to be Hunter sues the computer repair shop to get his laptop back. I mean, it's so, somebody just laughed over there. It's hysterical.
Yeah.
It really is. It's hysterical. You have the Central Intelligence Agency, which are just simply globalist leftist idiots. That's what they are. You have to be an idiot to be a leftist. That's what they are. So they go and they say that they have 51 former intel chiefs initiated in the CIA amongst the CIA, John Brennan being one of them, former intel chief, Leon Panetta being another one, former CIA intel, former head of the CIA, sign on and say this has sure signs of Russian disinformation while Hunter is suing to get his laptop back. I mean, it really is. I mean, it's so ridiculous. And again, see, like cursory outskirt idiots like Mark Cuban, how dare you denigrate the government of the United States? This is the government of the United States is a joke. It's a corrupt joke. So they absolutely suppressed the laptop. They initiated the entire collusion hoax, the CIA did. The CIA were the ones who you had, they had, the CIA had decided, remember how this worked? They had over at the CDC, the NIH, can't remember which, or the FDA, one of the health institutions, had all come up and said, no, it was actually all CIA people. Seven scientists inside of the CIA had all come up and said, six out of seven said that the origins of the coronavirus came from a lab, came from the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Six out of seven agreed. Anthony Fauci marched over to the CIA and suddenly all six people, all six CIA scientists reversed their opinion and said it was of natural origin.
Right.
So that's them, and that's them with COVID. They have been intricately involved with Hunter Biden's tax. They go over and they had called off. They will not allow, get this now. So there is his sugar brother, Kevin Morris, who has been running Hunter Biden's finances. The CIA has met with Matthew Graves. No, it's not Matthew Graves. It's Matthew Graves is the one who refused the Hunter Biden case. It's David Weiss.
Yeah.
David Weiss out of Delaware. The CIA goes to David Weiss, who's corrupt himself, and tells him, you can't talk to the number one witness in this case of Hunter Biden's tax fraud case. Can't talk to him. The one who has all the receipts, you can't talk to him because it's a national security threat. It's a threat to national security. And this is very similar to what you saw, that what we saw and are still seeing with the with people being prosecuted under 1-6. It's the same thing we saw with Steve Bannon. It's the same thing we saw with Rudy Giuliani. Same thing we saw with Peter Navarro. Same thing we saw with Alex Jones. Same thing we saw with Roger Stone. Same thing we saw with Mike Flynn. You're not allowed to present a defense because it's a national security threat. That's what's going on. People who are being prosecuted for 1-6 cannot present a defense. Like, do you see in the video that I wasn't even in the hallway that you're claiming I committed a criminal offense in? Well, we're not allowed to release that video because national security threat. So you're just gonna have to take our word that you were there.
Right.
That is our current DOJ. That is our current criminal justice system. Just so everybody knows. Right here, the CIA tells David Weiss, the prosecuting attorney, United States Attorney for Delaware, the CIA tells him, you can't talk to the number one witness in this case because it's a national security threat. That's a fact. That's exactly what's happening. So basically, it's again the same MO. I can't read Anthony Fauci's emails because they're all redacted for what purpose? National security threat? So you can't get, we can't release that information to you because it's a ongoing investigation. Everyone practicing evil hates the light, does not come to light lest their deeds be exposed. That is the current state of our criminal justice system, of our judicial system right now. That is the current state. We have the CIA marches over to the United States Attorney David Weiss and tells him who he can and cannot talk to. It's just like everything. It's none of it is a national security threat. It's a threat to the freedom of Democrats. It's a threat to them not going to prison. It's a threat to their own, it's a threat to the revelation of their lies. It's a threat that the revelation of their lies will actually happen. That's not a national security threat. Whoever you want to name, we can't reveal that about Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Mark Milley, because it's a national security threat. No, it's actually just a threat to them personally, that their malfeasance will be exposed. That's the only threat, that their malfeasance will be exposed. Not a national security threat. It's a threat that their personal, malicious, self-aggrandizing malfeasance will actually be exposed. That's the only threat there actually is. CIA goes... They were CIA was intimately involved and was on the Ukraine impeachment call. CIA does not serve a purpose for you and me. All they are, again, is a intel outfit for leftist globalist bourgeois elitists, the those that are meeting at Glasgow, Scotland, that are meeting in Davos, Switzerland, meeting at the UN, meeting at the WHO, these guys and women that are instigating a globalist, bourgeois, leftist, elitist narrative and agenda to leverage you into a one-world commerce system controlled by them. All the CIA does is propagandize and hurt people and kill people and end up being on parts they can't criminally prosecute themselves because they're not a law enforcement agency. But for all intents and purposes, they just go over to the FBI. The FBI does it for them. End up prosecuting people for crimes they didn't commit. All to initiate and instigate the WEF, UN, WHO, Democratic Party agenda. That's what it's all about. It really is. That's all. What has the CIA ever done for you? Never done a thing for me. Not one thing. And they're not, never, you ever notice they're never on the our side? They're never on the right wing side. So they are left. You ever seen their ad for recruitment? We played it on the podcast.
Yep.
CIA for recruitment is all transgender, all homosexual transgender stuff. All right, that's 10 minutes of overtime. That's good. Love you all. Listen, stick around. One of the best post games I've ever put together. I'm telling you right now, you got to stick around for the post game. It's fantastic. Love it. I'm telling you, it's great. Like and share. Let's break some numbers on Saturday. I know it's a short show on Saturday. And it turns out, by the way, we're going to be on Christian Television Network. I don't think I've told Aaron this yet. We're going to be on Christian Television Network on Thursdays, too, coming up soon. Yep. I'll let you know when that happens. So we'll be on Christian Television Network on two nights of the week instead of just one. Thanks to Paul Adato, who is the station manager of Fort Myers CTN. Appreciate you, Paul, if you're watching. But anyway, stick around for the post game. Everyone be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God and enjoy your life. Listen. God is great. We're going to win every time. Now, thanks be unto God, which always causes all of us Christians to triumph. If you aren't saved, get saved. Listen, join. If I don't see you again until Sunday, join us here online or in person at Foundation Church right here in Northport, Florida. It's all Bible mixed with right-wing politics, baby. That's right from the pulpit, without hesitation. All right, love you all. God bless you. Stick around for the post game. See you Saturday night.
I don't know how people go to the church of perpetual false edification. I don't know how you deal with it. I mean, for me, it's got to be challenging. I couldn't go to a monotone church, a lukewarm church. I could never pull that off. And it's not really because of altruistic reasons or righteous reasons even. I'd be bored out of my mind. I would be bored out of my mind if I wasn't challenged. If there wasn't something that irritated me, I'm at the wrong church. I want something that, you know, I want something where I have to go, you know what, I'm going to go check that. I want to go see if that's really right. Because I don't feel like that could possibly be right. We've had people do that. They come back, they've ended up staying for years because if you love the Bible, you won't be able to go anywhere else.
If you enjoyed watching the Tom Lipley podcast, please consider investing in our program. Go to tomlipley.com and donate $25 or more, and we will send you this TLP mug warmer. We look forward to you tuning in next week, and thank you for giving.